The last time the city of Fresno re-examined its public parks, Ronald Reagan was president. According to one ranking, Fresno ranks 97th out of 100 cities in terms of access to public parks. Now, after much community complaint, work is underway to bring city parks into the 21st century. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports from one of the first public meetings at Fresno High School.
Standing beneath a giant sign showing where every park in the city is located, 14-year-old Mia Burrell lays out what she considers to be the biggest problem with Fresno's park system in stark terms.
If I were like a little young kid, I wouldn't really want to play in a park. It's just, there's a lot of, like, especially drugs out there, and they used to have, like, the needles and stuff, like laying around, and, like, smelled like weed all the time, so it's really not, like, a good place to play around.
Mia's father, Richard, says he has 7 kids in total, and is just as blunt in his assessment about why he's often reluctant to take his kids to parks where they see people he believes are homeless or prostitutes.
Along with, like, various drug paraphernalia, whether it be meth pipes, syringes, and dope cookers, and all this stuff, used condoms, feces on the slides and stuff like that.
What they say they want is more and safer parks, with indoor facilities that parents and kids can feel secure in. Dozens of people mill around the cafeteria of the school, writing down suggestions on large sheets of paper, and talking with city leaders and representatives from the San Francisco-based consulting firm Wallace Roberts Todd, which is taking the lead on crafting what is called the Parks Master Plan. Community meetings like this one are just the beginning of the work to design a new vision for parks in Fresno. John Gibbs is with the consulting firm WRT.
There's a lot of needs, there's a lot of challenges and things to overcome. We have inequity in distribution of the right kinds of amenities. Half the population of Fresno is not in walking distance of a park.
On top of that, Gibbs says some of the parks have attracted exactly the kind of activities Mia and Richard Burrell complain about.
There's other challenges related to what you find when you get to a park, whether it's full of folks that are doing something that's counter to a civic park, whether it's sleeping or it's other illicit activities. That's preventing people from using the parks we have.
WRT specializes in urban design. He says the thinking around urban parks has changed a lot in the last 30 years, leaving the existing parks plan out of date. For example, it's not enough to simply clear some space and put up a bench. Gibbs says you need to provide programming to bring in a critical mass of people who use the park for its intended purpose. And to do that, you have to consider the design aesthetic of the park and its buildings.
I think there's a lot of parks that we've come into that people don't respect because they're just not engaging. And this is really fundamental. This isn't rocket science and stuff where we went off to the mountain and to the Oracle and spoke and came back and said, you just need to make your parks beautiful. I think that that's a really basic and important thing.
That's something that's of serious interest for Brandon Taylor, who's the father of 3 young children. He also has concerns about safety, but sees a chicken and egg situation. How do you get people to go to the park and make it safer if people already think the parks aren't safe?
You kind of think of it as a house that's just been sitting dormant for a year, 2 years. You're going to get individuals who go into that house that aren't supposed to be there, per se. So if we can bring programming into the park space, we'll see that it's utilized. It'll get utilized more, hopefully, but that there's a purpose to the green space rather than just having green space.
Lastly, Gibbs says building more park space has a side benefit for people who don't use the parks because more green space can help lower the temperatures of the valley's sweltering summers. He even thinks that improving energy efficiency at existing parks could help free up money for improvements and expansion. And money's where the big sticking point is. According to the city, it cost about $500,000 for the construction of a park with even simple amenities. So to build a new 5-acre park would run the city close to $2.5 million. And that doesn't even factor in the ongoing cost of park maintenance, like cutting and watering the grass and keeping the parks secure and paying for programming that residents say they want and consultants say they need. That greatly complicates making a master plan when you don't know how much you have to spend. It's likely to be one of the major priorities facing the next Fresno mayoral administration. So while most at the meeting, public advocacy groups, and city leadership seem to agree that there's a serious need for more parks, the green that ends up keeping that from happening could be the color of money. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.